Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Mark. He lives in Puyallup, and he's a transportation engineer. Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited to be here.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about, Mark. Well, we're excited to have you. Thanks for calling in for Share Your Salary and just being awesome.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, buddy. And we got those tickets to you for also to go see Max McNown when he comes to the Showbox in October. That's going to be a great show. Up-and-coming kid. You're going to love it.
Big arms.
Yeah, my wife loves him, actually.
So. Oh, wow. If you think we know why, it's his biceps.
Yeah, literally.
Gabe and Captain Ron keep mentioning them. But anyway, listen, Mark, let's get to it. Again, you're a transportation engineer, so we're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can about that. When we're done, we know we'll play a song while we're thinking it over. We'll come back. Everybody's going to guess what we think you make, and then you will share your salary. Are you ready for all that, Mark?
Super ready.
Okay, the Transpo Eng. Are you ready, Gabe?
Yeah.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock on your market set and go.
What exactly do you do, Mark?
I design engineering plans for highways, roads, and utilities.
Wow. How old are you, Mark?
I'm 32.
How'd you get into that?
You know, all my neighbors were engineers, and I really liked them personally, so I decided it looked like a fun profession.
That is so random.
Is that a true answer?
Yeah, I actually ended up working for my neighbor. Actually, three different neighbors I ended up working for between internships and my first job.
Do you live in an engineering-only neighborhood?
You would think, yeah.
Wow, that is crazy. Okay, what kind of car do you drive, Mark?
I drive a Honda Accord.
Oh. Are you married?
Yes.
Do you have your own office?
Yes.
What's the most expensive thing you own besides your house or your car?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know.
It is a hard question. When you asked me that, when I was going to share my salary that one time, I had a hard time answering that, too. It's a hard question.
I mean, but Mark, if you're a girl, it could be like my wedding ring. Or if you're a guy, it could be like my side-by-side.
My flight simulator.
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah. Golf clubs. Okay, Mark.
What's the oven that's the Blackstone? Yeah. Those are expensive.
There we go. There we go. All right, Mark, you've done a great job. Mark, the transportation engineer. If you're listening and you think you got a guess, this one is... There's some question marks here. Mm-hmm. Shoot us a text. Make sure you include your name and where you live and what you think Mark is making on that text. 253-642-WOLF. That is the number. And the cool part is, hang on for 3 minutes. Mark is going to share his salary next. Right, Mark?
100.7 The Wolf. Because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living. But it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And on the phone with us today is Mark. He lives in Puyallup, and he is a transportation engineer. Before we find out how much he's making, Gabe, what else did we learn about Marky Mark?
So apparently Mark lives in the beautiful engineering neighborhood of Puyallup, where all of his neighbors are engineers, which is why he got this job. He was just chatting with his pals, and now he designs plans for highways and roads and stuff. He's 32 years old. He is married. He drives a Honda Accord, and he does have his own office.
Okay. There was a little bit of a hesitation there. I'm thinking it's a home office. We'll find out more in a minute. Captain Ron, you're up first. What do you think?
Okay, I got to go with Sierra. I can't disclose the intel that I got, but she has some, and she said 118, so I'm sticking with that.
Wow, you guys have like a little inside thing there that we don't know about?
There's a lot happening, yeah.
Okay, all right. Lots of moving parts. Gabe, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Brittany. She said hashtag too soon, Matt. 110.
Yeah. Yeah, somebody else said... Okay, I'm going to go with Ryan in Paulsbow. He said, shooting in the dark with this one, but I don't think it's as much as you guys are saying, just because I don't think he had any formal education or a degree, engineering degree. He picked
that's
it up from his neighbor.
That's a bold assumption.
His neighbor, Bob, was barbecuing. He said, you should come design a highway. And he's like, cool, I'll drive my Honda Accord over and do it.
Yeah.
So I think it's a little bit less. He's a young guy, too, 32 years old. So I'm saying 87. Ryan, okay. I dig your text, man. So we are 87, 110, and 118. After all, Mark, it is time right now to share your salary.
All right, 126.
Oh!
Wow, shamalama ding dong. How do you just start making 126 with no like education or background in the industry, Mark?
I got into the industry because of my neighbors. I do have a degree.
In what?
Oh, yeah.
Civil engineering.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay. Well, what were you using that for before your neighbor talked you into designing highways?
No, they just got me my internships and really my first start into the industry. So
when you guys get together for backyard barbecues, you only talk about like, hey, man, I just designed the 405. Or do you guys talk about other things?
You know, there's a lot of that. There is.
Wow. Well, they're engineers, so they don't talk to each other at all. They just sit there introverted and just try to guess what each other's thinking.
Yeah.
It must take you so long to put together IKEA furniture, because the engineer I know, he's very meticulous and he lays everything out, and it's a whole process.
Yeah, I don't mind it, actually.
Wow. Mark, what was the home? What was the office question hesitation? Do you have a home office? Is that what it is?
So I do have a home office, and I'm currently in a cubicle, but I'm about to have a direct report, so I'll be moving to an office. And I've really gotten into sales recently. So again, I'm kind of transitioning between design and project management and sales.
Wow.
Gotcha. Hmm. Wow. Then you're going to be an extroverted guy. So you'll be doing all the talking at the barbecues. Well, Mark, listen, we appreciate you.
I like that.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in and enjoy Max McNown in concert. Don't hang up because we got those tickets for you.
All right. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.